Over 65,000 federal workers reportedly accept Trump administration buyout offer. By Hannah Knudsen on February 10, 2025. More than 65,000 federal workers have reportedly accepted the Trump administration's buyout offer as a federal judge is expected to weigh in on the matter Monday. Last week, the figure appeared to top out at around 40,000 federal workers accepting the offer from the Trump administration to either quit their government job willingly with extended pay and benefits or stay and risk downsizing anyway. If you resign under this program, you will retain all pay and benefits regardless of your daily workload and will be exempted from all applicable in-person work requirements until September 30, 2025, or earlier if you choose to accelerate your resignation for any reason. The memo sent in January to roughly 2 million federal employees reads in part, warning that employees who wish to stay will face enhanced standards of suitability and conduct. And still, there would be the risk of elimination, as government agencies plan to downsize via restructurings, realignments, and reductions in force. Watch, you won't have a job. Democrats tried to intimidate employee blocking them from Department of Education. As Forbes reported, more than 65,000 workers have reportedly taken the offer so far. That represents about 3% of those who were offered the deal. A large job cut by any measure, but short of the White House's reported goal of slashing between 5% and 10% of the federal workforce through buyouts. The 65,000 figure follows the offer extending to workers in the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. However, a federal judge in Massachusetts is set to weigh in on the buyout option on Monday, triggered by a federal workers' union lawsuit. The White House also confirmed this figure via the AP. A White House official said 65,000 workers have signed up to leave their jobs while being paid until September 30. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt described federal employees who have been working remotely as lazy, saying they don't want to come into the office and if they want to rip the American people off, then they're welcome to take this buyout. The news comes as the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, and its head, Elon Musk, work to downsize the size of government, tallying up wins for the American taxpayers in a variety of ways, including the termination of federal diversity, equity, and inclusion contracts, consulting contracts, and federal subscriptions to establishment news organizations.